My text this morning are from Romans chapter 8.
我们今天读的是罗马书第八章。
Beginning at verse 35.
从三十五节开始。
I will read this section and I will let you read whole section.
Okay, sure.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword, as it is written, For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书第八章三十五节，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。因为我们深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
I would like to speak to you this morning on the power of prayer.
我今天主要讲的是祷告的大能。
The other morning I was trying to put some bread into the toaster.
那一天呢，我想把一些面包放在我的那个烤面包机里。
And every time I pressed the lever down, the bread would not stay down.
那每一次呢，我把那面包夹压下去了，那个面包老是不愿意下去。
And after I had tried three times, I picked up the toaster and I held it, and I realized it wasn't plugged in.
那我就非常生气啊！试了三次以后，我把它举起来一看，哎，怎么都没有插电呢？
And a friend that was standing there with me, he says, Carl.The same thing it is with God. If you're not plugged in, you have no power.
那我的朋友在旁边就说，你看，这跟我们跟主的关系是一样的。如果我们没有插上这个电呢，就是没有能力在那里。
And that is why I thought I should speak to you today on the power of prayer, because if we're not plugged in, we have no power.
那我今天就觉得我们要讲讲这关于这个祷告，因为我们没有插上电的时候呢，我们就是没有能力的。
The times when we usually pray is when we're in trouble.
那一般呢，我们都是发生问题来的时候，我们才在祷告。
And yet the Lord wants us to pray all the time, not only when we are just in trouble.
那神呢，要我们常常无时无刻的祷告，而不是因为我们有困难了，我们才祷告他。
Because that way we're always plugged in.
唯有那样的，我们才是一直插上电的。
I think of the story of a little 7-year-old boy.
那我想到一个七岁的小男孩。
Stephen loved to go fishing with his father and with the family.
那这个小男孩 Stephen 呢，他喜欢就跟他的家人一起去钓鱼。
And he had watched his father as he would throw out the fishing net over and over again.
他就看他的爸爸怎样把这个渔网这样撒在网的海上，一次又一次这么撒。
And so he practiced that as well all week.
那他呢，整个星期呢，他都学他爸爸这样子撒网。
So on this day, he said to his father, "As we go out fishing, can I throw out the net?"
他就跟他爸爸说啊，这次我们去钓鱼去，哎，我能不能撒网呢？
And so when he threw out the net, it went out so beautifully, just as his father did.
那他扔网的时候呢，就非常的好，就像他爸爸扔网的一样。
But he forgot one thing. He forgot to have the rope tied around his waist so that the net wouldn't sink to the bottom of the lake.
可是呢，他就忘记把那个网呢，就是绑在自己腰上，所以他扔下去以后，这个网就沉在海里。
And all of a sudden it disappeared and he realized what he had done.
那这个网呢就不见了，他就想，哦，我糟糕了，我做了一个这样的事情。
His father said, we will never be able to retrieve that net again because the wind had blown their boat away and they wouldn't know where it is in the lake.
那呢，这个爸爸就说呢，这个网应该是找不到了，因为那个风呢已经把这个网吹远了。
Stephen said to his father, Dad, let me try at least to throw out my fishing line and maybe I can hook it.Down and bring it back up.
他就说，那我试一下能不能就是用鱼钩的方法，钓鱼鱼钩的方法，看看能不能把这个网给捞上来。
The father gave him no encouragement. He said, "We'll never be able to find it." But the little boy pleaded, "At least give me three times that I could throw out my fishing line, and then I could."Perhaps catch it.
那呢，这个爸爸呢，就是不太愿意让他尝试，因为他觉得他不可能找到这个网。可是这个小男孩呢，就求他爸爸让我试三次，用这个钩子看能不能把它钓上来。
And the father said, even if you do catch it, your fishing hook will cut the line and it'll only tear it into pieces.
那他爸爸说，即使你呢，你把它钩上了，你这个钩子呢还会弄破这个网，应该是拿不上来的。
But he begged his father to at least let him try three times.
可是他让他爸爸说让他试三次。
The first time, he caught nothing.
那第一次呢，就是他什么都没有捞到。
The father drove the boat another to another area, thinking, well, maybe it'll be under here, and he threw it a second time. He caught nothing.
那第二次呢，他爸爸就是开到河里的另外一头，就想试一下在这一侧能不能捞到，可是还是没有捞到。
The seven-year-old boy said, this time I have one more chance. And the father said, you'll never find it. But this time I'm going to pray first, he said.
那这一次这个小男孩说，我还有一次机会。他爸爸还是说，你应该是捞不到了。他就说，那这一次让我先祷告。
And then he threw his fishing line out and he hooked something.
然后呢，他就祷告完了以后呢，他就把他这个鱼竿扔出去，然后他就真的勾到了一些东西。
And he started to reel it in slowly.
那他就开始就是收他的那个线。
And he said, "It's really heavy, so I think I caught something, Dad."
他就跟爸爸说，哎呀，这个好像很重啊，我可能是抓到了什么东西。
And sure enough, when he had pulled it close to the boat and they could pull it in.The hook had wrapped around a metal circle that was in the netting down below.
所以他就捞起来的时候，他就发现他的这个网，这个线啊，就是勾在一个这个网的一个 metal 一个铁块上面。
And that's why the hook didn't cut the string or the part of the netting on the line that they threw out.
所以呢，因为他勾到的是这个铁块上面，而不是这个网，所以呢，他这个钩子没有把这个网给弄破。
And the first thing the little boy said, because it had caught on the metal, that's what allowed him to pull it in. It was because I prayed.
那他因为呢，这个又是勾在这个铁上，所以他才能够把它勾上来的。这个小男孩就说呢，这是因为我祷告了。
And that in God wrapped it around the metal instead of around the netting.
所以呢，这个线呢是勾着在那个铁块上，而不是在那个网上，所以没有弄坏这个网。
The father had given this little boy no hope that they could ever find it again.
那可是这个作为这个父亲，他觉得这是你不可能能够把它勾起来的事情。
But this little boy will never ever forget that experience that he had.
但是这个小男孩呢，永远都不会忘记他人生的这次经历。
He'll always know there is power in prayer.
他就知道就是祷告呢是有能力的。
There was a family, and her name was the wife's name was Joy.
那有一个家庭呢，这个太太的名字叫做 Joy， 就是喜乐。
Her husband got up every morning at 4:30 to get to work on time.
那她的老公呢，每天要早上四点半起床去上班。
By 5 o'clock, he was out the door,
那五点的时候，他是一定已经出门了。
She gave him his lunch bucket that he could take, so he'd have lunch for noon.
那这个太太呢，就会给他准备他就是中午的那个午餐盒，他就可以带出去吃中午饭。
He gave her a kiss and off he went to work.
那他的这个先生就亲了这个太太，然后他就走了，去上班了。
She was cleaning up some things in the home in the morning.
那他在家里呢，就开始清洁。
And the phone rings.
哦，电话响了。
No one calls them at 5 o'clock in the morning.
那从来也没有人就是早上五点打电话给他们。
She knew it had to be her husband.
她就知道哦，肯定是她先生打电话来了。
And when she answered the phone, all she could hear on the other end was a bunch of mumbling.
那她接到电话的时候呢，她只听到就是对电话那头呢，就是好像一些杂音。
She made out the word help.
那他听到的就是大概的意思，就是要救命。
She knew it was her husband's voice, but he couldn't seem to explain anything to her.
那他知道这是他先生的声音，可是呢，他听不懂他先生在跟他说什么。
She asked him to come and help. All he could say was help.
那他只能听明白，就是这个先生在向他求救。
She asked him, "Where are you?" She could make out from what he said.He didn't have any idea where he was.
那呢，他就问他你在哪？可是呢，他听不清楚，他不知道他先生在哪里。
She said, "I'm coming to find you as quickly as possible."
他就说哦，我现在就出来找你，马上出来找你。
The moment she got into the car, she knew she was in trouble.
那他呢，进到他的车里呢，他就知道啊，他现在麻烦大了。
She had just had 7 eye surgeries.And she had no night vision.
她因为她刚刚做眼睛手术，她就是看不见夜里的光线。
This was January at 5 in the morning. It was dark.
那呢，这个是发生在一月份的早上五点，所以我早上的五点是非常黑的。
And it's always when we are in deep trouble that we know we can at least turn to the Lord.
但是呢，我们在困难之中呢，我们知道我们可以转向神。
Because God has said.Call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will rescue you.
因为呢，神说呢，在你患难之日呢，你来呼叫我的名，我就会来拯救你。
So she cried out to him, "I have to find my husband. I cannot see the road. You have to be my eyes."
然后就跟神祷告，我一定要找到我的先生。可是我现在看不见，你要成为我的这个眼睛上的光。
She opened the window and hung her head out the window as she was driving.
那她就打开车窗，然后这样子把眼睛把头伸出去，这样子往外看。
She weaved back and forth in the road, sometimes almost going into the ditch.
她就是在这个路上跌跌撞撞，差一点，有几次都差点掉到沟里面去。
There were only few cars on the road that were coming behind, but when they saw her weaving like that.They stayed pretty far back.
那当时路上有一些车辆，但是因为人们看到他这样子左转右转，所以大家都是离他车比较远。
She prayed that the Lord would lead her to the path where he would be parked someplace.
那呢，她就祷告，能够神求神的把她带到她丈夫停车的地方。
And after a while, she finally sees.Some red lights parked on the side of the road.
那过了一会儿呢，他终于看到前面好像有个车的红色的灯停在一个路边。
The car was half in the ditch, and she thought it's probably her husband.
那这个车呢，有前面一部分呢，就是在这个沟里边，他就觉得哦，这可能是他的先生。
When she found him, she saw that he had had a heart attack, and he could only mumble, and he needed help to even.Get out of the vehicle.
那他找到他先生的时候，就发现他先生其实是有一个这个心脏病爆发。然后呢，这个先生呢，当时就是说不了话。
She called 911, and the authorities came to take him to the hospital.
那呢，这个他就打了911，然后呢，就是救护车就来把他这个先生带到了就是急诊。
As she spoke with her husband, she told him.How all she did the whole driving towards him was pray, Jesus, you have to be my eyes.
他就跟他的先生就之后就讲，他说哇，我把车开到你的路上呢，我就一路祷告，耶稣啊，你要成为我的眼睛。
Because there was no way she could see.
因为呢，他根本就看不见。
God also guides us at times through a miracle, and to her, the fact that she found her husband was an absolute miracle.
就是神呢，其实这是常常让我们经历这个神迹的。那这个姐妹找到她的弟兄呢，也是一个神迹。
But there is another way in the power of prayer that is so helpful, especially in families.
那另外一种祷告呢，特别是在家庭这个氛围呢，祷告呢是很有力量。
We live in a world of sin, and obviously there's going to be some challenges in the family.
那呢，因为我们在这个世界，这个罪恶的世界中生存呢，我们肯定家里人呢也会经历一些就是啊困难征战。
I know of a couple where the husband was so busy in his business and in his work.
那我认识一个家庭呢，这个先生呢就是非常的忙，因为他有他的生意，所以他就非常的忙。
And he shared little attention to his wife because he was so busy.
那呢，他就是给他的太太呢就没有很多的关注，所以呢，就是因为他太忙了。
And the wife began to look at another man because she was not getting the love from her husband.
那这个太太呢就开始在外面在找另一份爱，因为这个先生呢好像给他的关注不太够。
That can be incredibly devastating for the marriage.
那呢，这种事情对一个婚姻来讲呢，是一个致命性的。
And when the husband discovered that she was looking at another man, it devastated him.
那当这个先生就发现哦，这个太太呢，在外面在找就是另外一个男人的时候呢，他就是非常的痛苦。
But he also knew that the answer was.He needed to forgive her.
那他也知道呢，他要做的一件事情就是要赦免他的太太。
Because the Bible tells us, forgive, as I have forgiven you, the Lord says.
那因为圣经上说呢，你们要赦免对方，就像我赦免你们一样。
There is such power in forgiveness.
因为呢，在这个赦免当中呢，是能够释放出很大的一个能力。
Because the husband realized that he was part of the problem because he was so busy at his work and did not give the attention to his wife that she also needed.
那呢，这个先生呢，也觉得也是他自己也要负这个责任，因为呢，他在公司上太忙了，并没有给他太太足够的关注。
We all need to be loved.
那每个人呢都是需要被爱。
And this was something that she had been missing.
那呢，但是这个太太呢，当时缺的就是这份爱。
So it was difficult, but it was also the answer for the marriage.
这就对很痛苦，但是呢，也是对这个婚姻来讲的一个答案，神给的一个答案。
We are faced in the family with challenges like this.Every day.
那其实我们在我们的家庭当中呢，每一天都在面对这一类的困难。
If I could encourage you to the first thing you think of is, how can I forgive?
那我就是想鼓励你，如果你发生这种事情的话呢，你第一个想的应该是我该如何饶恕。
We had a practice in our home that after supper we would always have a little.Devotion, a reading time of scripture.
那在我们家里呢，每次就是吃完晚饭以后呢，我们就会一起有一个查经，一个就是分享。
And when the children were little, of course, my daughter sat on my lap, and our son sat on his mother's lap.
那我们孩子还比较小的时候呢，我的女儿就坐在我腿上，那我儿子呢就坐在我太太的腿上。
After I would read the devotion, we would.We'd all have prayer.
那我们当我读完这个一个经文以后呢，我们每一个人都会祷告。
First, the children would start.
那呢，孩子先祷告。
And it was at that time, sometimes when they would talk to the Lord, not talk to me before, but they'd talk to the Lord, give Daddy more patience with us.
那我的孩子在这个祷告的时候呢，常常就是不会不跟我讲，但是他跟他的主跟神讲说，神啊，你给我爸爸更多的耐心吧。
And of course, I had to hear the prayer.
那当然，我也必须要听他们的这个祷告呀。
What else could I say? I was teaching them to pray, and they were being honest and truthful, and I had to forgive them.
那怎么办呢？我教他怎么祷告。那他们现在这么真诚的祷告，那我要当然要做的就是要听，然后要赦免他们。
But it was always such a wonderful time to see where the children were at that time, especially in their relationship to their parents.
那呢，对我来说也是很特别的一个关键时候，能够看到我的孩子跟父母之间的那个关系上面的一个变化。
And I would learn of all the other things that were hurting them because they would pray and ask the Lord at this time. So then when it was my turn, I could pray for them also where they're hurting.
那他们有一些就是在痛苦的时候呢，他们也会在祷告中祷告出来。然后我最后一个祷告的时候呢，我就可以为他们这些痛苦来祷告。
We all live in this world of sin, and we talk about we daily sin much, not only in the things we do, but in the things we don't do and should do.
那我们活在一个罪恶的时代呢，不仅仅就是我们心里所想的一些罪，或者是我们行出来的罪，而是一些就是我们都还没有做的一些事情，我们都要为这些罪来祷告。
And this one day, this lady said to me, my favorite verse is Psalm 142, which says, "When my spirit is overwhelmed within me, then you know my path."
那呢，我一个姐妹给我分享，她就是最喜欢的一个经文呢，就在诗篇142篇这里讲说，当我的心呢，就是被这些事情杂乱的事情困扰的时候呢，我就知道我的道路，你就知道我的道路。
You see, there are times when all of us will get overwhelmed.
那有很多时候呢，我们每一个人都会感觉好像被很多困难给围住。
But we have a Lord who is there waiting for us to come to Him with our need.
可是呢，我们有一个神呢，他就是在我们需要他的时候，他就来看顾我们。
You see, Jesus is more ready to hear us and listen to us than we are even ready to ask.
那呢，其实耶稣呢。比我们更已准备好在听我们的祷告了。
And we can always count on Him to answer in some way or another.
那我们可以信靠他，因为呢，他不管是这方面或那方面，他都会给我们一个答案。
Sometimes He answers with a no because He knows it would harm us more than if He answered us.
那有的时候呢，他的回答呢是拒绝的，因为呢他知道他拒绝我们呢比给我们这个东西呢会更好。
But the beautiful thing about when we're plugged into the Lord, we know that we're always plugged into the right source.
那我最美好的事情就是当我们知道我们跟他连接的时候，我们是跟最美好的一个东西在连接。
So I ask you today to consider in your lifeOne of the great powers that you have available to you.
那我今天就是鼓励你们大家想想看，我们在生命里最有的一个有力的源头在哪里
？Is the power of forgiveness.
那这个就是饶恕的一个大能。
It's sometimes the hardest thing to say and to give to someone.
有的时候你说起来呢，甚至是比给予别人更难。
But it can be the most powerful.
可是呢，这是确实一个最有能力的一件事情。
And you can always know that you have Jesus behind you.
然后你也永远都知道耶稣就在你的背后。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are so grateful and so thankful that we can plug into you at any time, at any place, anywhere.
天父啊，我们如此的感恩，因为我们能够无时无刻的跟你一起，然后连接在你身上。
And you are always more ready to hear us than we are to ask.
主啊，你比我们已经更准备好来听我们的祷告了。
You are always more ready to answer than we.
你比我们更准备好来应允我们的祷告。
Thank you that you are always available to us so that we can come to you at any time, at any place, anywhere.
主啊，我们知道你已经时刻准备好，只要我们能够任何时刻来到你的面前，主啊，你都已经准备好听我们的祷告。
Fill us by the with the power of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，用你那个圣灵大能，能够紧紧的来充满我们。
So that we can not only do your will but also your way.
主啊，我们能够行出神啊你的旨意，行出你的道路。
We thank you for being our God and our love to us.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你是我们的父，谢谢你爱我们。
In Jesus' holy, precious, and matchless name we pray.
主啊，我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名来祷告。
And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.